Listening activity. 1.
My name's John, and I come from a very poor family. My mother just had another baby, so I now have 8 brothers and sisters. We all live in one small room, and we don't have much to eat. Sometimes I have to take some food, like an apple or an orange, from the market. Usually, I'm really quick, and I can run away before anyone sees me. But yesterday, I hurt my foot and couldn't run. I was arrested, and now I must wait for my punishment.
2. You can call me Doc, I suppose. I don't really have a home because I travel a lot. I often stay with rich families. They think I am a very honest man, so I stay with them for a while, and then when I have the opportunity, I take their money, jewels, and other precious items. It's really easy. You just have to wait for the right moment. At the moment, I am wanted in 5 different states. I must not get arrested because I think the punishment would be heavy. 3.
I live in the north, and things are very different. I first started thinking about the problems in the south a few years ago. My husband was traveling for business, and he met some slaves. He then told me about their lives. I think it's absolutely terrible. That's why I do what I do. I must help them escape. I hang a lantern outside my house so any slave will know that the house is safe. Then I help them move on to the next place. Sometimes it is dangerous. I'm not worried about me, but I do feel that I need to stay out of trouble so I can help more runaway slaves.
4.
I'm a slave in a town near the Mississippi River. I live on a plantation, and I work in the fields. Until recently, I lived with my wife in a small cabin. My wife was very ill, but the master wouldn't let us stay in bed. She had to work and work. Things just got worse for her, and she couldn't move. That was the moment when she asked me. I didn't want to, but she kept asking me. The master still wanted her to work, and she was dying. So I helped her die. Now I don't know what will happen to me. I can't read or write, so I don't know what is in the newspapers.